You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the over-the-hill gaming podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's September 11th, 2025, and welcome to episode 149 of Midlife Side Quest, the over-the-hill video game podcast. My name is John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you my video game impressions, the latest industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in just 15 minutes. Thank you very much for tuning into the show today. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about Gears of War Reloaded. But as always, we start the show by checking out some of the gaming news from this past week. And once again, this story comes from the folks over at Video Game Chronicle. So Nintendo has officially secured a U.S. patent on a gameplay feature that just might prove to be a bit of a problem for some other developers that use it in their games. The patent describes a situation in which the player summons a, quote, sub-character and controls a battle between said character and an enemy. And yes, we are talking about Pokemon here. So, you know, this basic idea is used in all sorts of other games like Digimon and Yo-Kai Watch and even the Persona series. But that doesn't necessarily mean that Nintendo lawyers are going to, you know, come crashing down on Sega or some of these other guys. Unlike a trademark claim, you're not required to challenge others with a patent or risk losing it. Most likely, I'm thinking that they did this to further protect themselves from blatant copycats like Palworld, which you may remember they recently sued over the similarities between that game and Pokemon. Developers taking inspiration, though, or even straight up, you know, taking existing mechanics and iterating on them has really been a core part of game development for decades, for as long as they've been making games. And, you know, if everybody had to come up with a 100% unique idea that didn't tread on ground that came before, you know, we probably wouldn't have any video games. So we'll have to see if, you know, how heavy-handed Nintendo decides to be with this patent, or, you know, if they just kind of keep it in their back pocket in case someone really tries to push their luck. So I have a company that I pay to come out every few weeks, once a month or something, and treat my lawn. They fertilize throughout the year, do the aeration and the overseeding, basically whatever they need to do to keep my grass looking pretty. Over the summer, though, I've been getting these large patches of dead grass. You know, there's no weeds. They're not covered in weeds, and there's been plenty of rain, so it's not like a drought. So why the heck does my lawn have all these ugly brown splotches all over it? So the last time I saw the guy pull up in his truck to treat the lawn, I went out and I asked him what the heck is going on. And he told me that he's actually seeing a lot more of this recently, and the culprit is grubs. He said that grubs are becoming rampant in the area and that they're working on a treatment, but there really wasn't much to do in the meantime to try to fight this. So I just watch as they tear their way through my yard. Man, I hate grubs. Anyway, Gears of War. Gears is about as synonymous with the Xbox brand as Halo and Master Chief are. The series was one of the most popular in the world in the 360 era, but despite maintaining a high level of quality, Gears 4 and 5 didn't really light the world on fire. So Microsoft is hoping to reignite that popularity, first by bringing the series back to its roots with the upcoming Gears of War E-Day, and second, by introducing new fans to the series by bringing it for the first time ever to PlayStation. And that starts with Gears of War Reloaded, a remaster of the original title that launched recently on Xbox, PC, and yes, PS5. So I played it on Series X. And as a longtime fan of Gears, I had an absolute blast getting back into the boots of Marcus Fenix. This has been a series that, you know, I've always played co-op with Christina, my wife. I've talked about this before. We have always loved this world and its characters. It's just always been a favorite of ours. We've played through most of these games multiple times over, but we were still both really, really jazzed about another go against the Locusts. And to be clear, this is not a remake of Gears of War. This is a remaster, meaning it is a touch-up of the original game, not rebuilt from the ground up. So while they did a really nice job of making it look good on modern consoles, you know, don't expect it to look as good as some of the current day AAA releases. That said, it's running in 4K with improved textures and lighting, and it's got HDR, and it runs at a silky smooth 60 frames per second and up to 120, I think, in the multiplayer. So it looks very nice, and it only really showed its age on a couple of occasions, a couple of like little cinematics where the animation was like, yeah, that's a little old. And 19 years later, this is still just a really fun game. The controls are tight, you know, snapping between cover, trying to flank a group of enemies. The gunplay is immensely satisfying, you know, being in the middle of a tense shootout and nailing an active reload is still one of my favorite feelings in gaming. And it's loaded with iconic action scenes that haven't lost any of their entertainment over the years. There's the terrifying battle against the blind berserker. That's maybe my favorite part of the game. The journey into the underground tunnels, and of course that high speed finale. It's just a tightly packed action adventure that doesn't give you much time to slow down and catch your breath. Now, yeah, some aspects of the characters and the story are a little dated, you know, looking back after two decades. It's very bro heavy, you know, the dialogue can be a little bit cheesy, but I still have a big place in my heart for Marcus, Dom, Cole, and Baird. You just have to, you know, maybe turn your brain down a little bit and go along with the roller coaster ride. It's kind of like the Fast and the Furious movies. Don't think too hard about it. This new release doesn't have much in the way of extras. You know, I would have liked to see a bit more, you know, some behind the scenes type stuff, but you can unlock concept art and even some of the Gears comic books that they've released over the years. I would say that if you've never played Gears of War before, you know, if you've always been a PlayStation gamer your whole life, you know, I give this a big recommendation. It really holds up quite well and is one of the best shooters around. If you've played this, you know, a couple of times before, your mileage might vary a bit. You know, there's not really anything new that you haven't seen here before, but it is the best looking and running version of a classic game. So I had a total blast playing it, and I would love to see them give this same treatment to the rest of the series. Finally this week, I wanted to turn you on to something that is both a ridiculously good deal on a bunch of video games, but also more importantly, a way to give money to a very worthy cause. Over on itch.io right now, you can get the Play for Peace Games for Palestine 2025 charity bundle for only $8. With all of that money going to UNRWA, which is an organization that supports humanitarian aid for the Palestinian people. Now, as you're undoubtedly aware, you know, Israel has been engaged in a campaign of genocide in Gaza against the Palestinians for nearly 2 years now, leveling most of the buildings, destroying their infrastructure, and indiscriminately killing men, women, and children. They've blocked aid to the victims, and countless international organizations have called for an end to the atrocities and the prosecution of those responsible for war crimes. And, you know, while it seems impossible for regular folks like us to do anything about the, you know, actual horrors that are being inflicted, you know, it's easy to feel helpless with something that major. What we can do is provide support for the people that are there and are suffering and starving to death. And for $8, you will get enough video games so that you'll never need to buy another game for the rest of your life. You're going to get a ridiculous 382 games, which is just a silly number. It's just bonkers. And some of the standouts are Spirit Swap, which I have covered on this show before and had a lot of fun with, and Coffee Talk, which I've heard good things about also. But there are just like so many. I was scrolling and scrolling endlessly that I guarantee you will find something there that you like. So right now, I think there's about 10 days left in their campaign, and they're trying to hit $200,000. I think they're coming up on halfway, so they could really use your help. And, you know, it's $8. It's a lot of games. So jump in on this great deal and give to a great cause while you can. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I really appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can be a chum and support the show by subscribing and leaving a review. Until next time, be well and happy gaming.